Roadside zoos were once a popular feature of family vacations, giving people the chance to see wild animals long before they were featured in TV documentaries. Some still do a brisk business, but the Humane Society of the United States objects. Debbie Leahy is its manager of captive wildlife protection.
These outdated attractions, they're just sad, and we get so many complaints from the public about Natural Bridge Zoo. You know, today's zoo-goer is much more sophisticated than they were 30 or 40 years ago, and they expect to see animals in a more natural habitat where they have space to express natural behaviors, you know, where they're not being torn from their mothers and carted around for public amusement.
At the Natural Bridge Zoo, for example, the public is invited to pose with baby tigers.
The cubs can only be used for a few months till they're maybe about 3 months old, and then they grow too large for public handling and they get dumped. Sometimes they get shipped off to pseudo-sanctuaries. Sometimes they're just warehoused at the facility and used for breeding once they're old enough. And it's just this constant cycle of breeding the animals, exploiting them for a few months, and then dumping them.
And Brittany Pete, a lawyer with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says big cats are also abused.
We've witnessed tigers who are confined in cramped cages, pacing aimlessly, and the lone elephant at Natural Bridge Zoo sways her body back and forth repeatedly, and these are signs of their profound deprivation.
The zoo's owner could not be reached for comment, but federal regulators have cited and fined the facility more than $12,000, and this year launched a full-scale investigation. Tanya Espinoza, who speaks for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, says the probe could end with suspension or revocation of the zoo's license.
That does not mean that the owner has to necessarily get rid of their animals.
But without a source of income, she says, the owner might opt to do so, and federal officials would help to find suitable homes. In the meantime, the Humane Society is calling on states like Virginia to pass tougher laws governing wildlife care.
You know, we were on the ground in Ohio after that suicidal man released nearly 50 big cats, bears, wolves, and primates, and we supported efforts there to pass stronger laws, which they did. The private possession of dangerous wild animals, such as big cats, bears, and primates, should really be limited to zoo professionals, people who are trained and have the knowledge, experience, and resources to provide these animals with an appropriate inhumane captive environment.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which regulates animal care at zoos, circuses, breeding, and animal research facilities, says it welcomes reports from the public. Again, Tanya Espinoza.
You know, this is a partnership. There are things that they see sometimes in between our inspections. So definitely let us know, and we will take a look at it and see what we can find out. Absolutely.
Debbie Leahy and other animal rights advocates urge the public not to patronize zoos unless they're accredited. PETA will hold a rally at the Natural Bridge Zoo on Sunday at 2. I'm Sandy Houseman.